FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, December 23rd, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. Today we anticipate guests. The guests are running late, and that's not bad, because it's Christmas. When it's Christmas, traffic, and when there's traffic, you gotta go with the flow. So I expect them to be here, and of course, when they reach, I will make time for them. But in the meantime, Aaron, I want to have a conversation with you.
Did you say traffic?
Christmas traffic.
That's what you said?
Yeah, you don't, no, I don't want you to talk about traffic, Aaron.
I mean, I just saying.
No,
I would like to hold a moment of silence for the tree traffic cones. I watched the tanker go into the gas station destroy yesterday in the road. I just wanted to have a small moment of silence, Mr. Nuri, because it was near, you know, that little tourist area on East Bay Street where everything is be popping all the time. It's always exciting.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was rough, Mr. Nuri. It was rough. But I just wanted to tell one quick story. I wanted to say good morning to the woman who decided to leave her car abandoned in the driveway of the Top of the Hill Shopping Plaza day before yesterday. Or maybe over the, anyway, it was a couple of days ago. She just left it. I mean, she just got out of her car and left it where you drive, where the cars drive into the plaza. She just parked her car right there. And I thought maybe the car was abandoned and she needed help. So I was going to park my car and then come back to see if I could help her, if I could find some people to help. Let's push the car out of the way where it was obstructing the flow of traffic. Man, the next thing I know, I was in the store shopping with her. She parked her car right there.
Yeah, she parked it there.
Yeah. I changed in my life for Christmas, Mr. Nuri.
Uh-huh.
This whole being a good person and Christian and following the law and governing yourself thing ain't working out as well as I thought it would have. It have its benefits, you know, but it ain't as much as I thought it was going to be.
Of all of the seasons, of all of the holidays, I enjoy Christmas the most. Mind you, I don't necessarily celebrate it, right? But I find that Bohemians, and particularly general people worldwide, are more giving. They are Christ conscious. And that's endearing to see people give an extra tip or to see people make effort to get a blanket or serve food. I know people who make it a tradition to pack food and go under the bridge and give out. Look for people to give food or look for people to give a blanket to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That is endearing. It says a lot for Bohemian.
So watch it. That's cultural. That's an element of cultural Christmas, right? Like it is a culture we give at Christmas, right? See, Christianity, you're supposed to give all year round.
Yes.
But for some people, the spirit, right, they evoke to give. I got a text here that says, as I reference, Christmas was a capital C. Remember I asked people if they lowercase Christmas, lowercase C Christmas or capital. I always have Christ, Jesus Christ, as head of my life. And never will I X him out. He's my own forever. That's a response to
Xmas.
Right, Christmas versus Xmas.
Yes.
Yeah.
And mine, as we transition to the game show and also make space for the guests who are coming in, and then also talk about topical topics that we, because it's Christmas season, we tend to put on the side to make way for what we normally do, right? How Catholic, Catholic is Christmas, right? The traditions, the systems that these apostolic churches, these, what do you call them now besides, Pentecostal-type Christians, right, have adopted. They're like the narrative of Christ is a Catholic story, is it?
This Judeo-Christian narrative of Christ is a Catholic story.
And then You know the argument about the name of Jesus, and then they're saying now it's a Greco, persons who conquered, and now they realize they were racist. These were racist Europeans who thought themselves superior than everyone else, mm-hmm. right? So when they adopted the Christianity and told the narrative of the Christ, mm-hmm. they Europeanized it. Mm-hmm. They make it Greek. You know, they Hellenized it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I wonder if we who have adopted Christianity, right, and Lord Jesus as our Savior, whether we adopted the Christian religion or we adopted the Greek culture,
mm-hmm.
because surely it's two different things,
mm-hmm.
right? Things that we think that is Christian is not necessarily Christian, but Greek culture,
right?
So we adopted.
So for those who believe that Christianity, the Christ story, is the story of humanity.
Yes.
Right? For those people, right, there is the doctrine, right? The one pure and true doctrine that existed from the beginning. And then everything else is a cultural practice of that doctrine.
See, I noticed that the Greek Orthodox Church, or let me just stop reading the Greek Orthodox, the Orthodox Church, the Catholics and the Anglicans has church history, a narrative of the Christ in terms of they know who Christ, the Jesus mother is,
mm-hmm.
and like from St. Anne's.
And they have prayers that include them.
We
pray to her to say, hey, we plead to her to intercede on our behalf.
The Hail Mary. They yeah. also know the name of Jesus's, no, of Mary's father, Joachim. Right, and have a narrative of them. I mean, they just recently put out the new Netflix story, Mary, and they give the history of Mary.
Was she in France? Did she visit France at any time?
No. She didn't visit
you watch France. It the whole thing?
No, I didn't watch the whole thing.
Okay, so you don't know.
No, yeah, but I mean, I started watching and said, "This movie's slow. There ain't no killing in it." I like my action movie, and if you're going to say the story of Mary and thing, gotta have some action.
Wait till you hit chapter 33.
Then you can see, oh, there's some crucifixion in thing. Some massacre chopping off airs.
Some things.
Yeah, I might have to go watch it again.
Chapter 33.
Yeah. So I always question the narrative of Christmas, Christianity, and whether it's Greek culture that we have adopted. It's like how, like with the Islam, the people who have embraced Islam have adopted this Arab culture also,
mm-hmm.
and they forget that. Anyway.
And at the time that the Greeks were telling this story, were they trying to distinguish themselves from the darker-skinned people in the same region? Like, was the whole thing considered Africa at the time?
Well, the Jews would have called the Greeks Gentiles, and then all of a sudden, the Gentiles now control the entire narrative. Mm-hmm. And they were telling the Jews, "Man, don't mix with those Gentiles, they're a little peculiar." And now the Gentiles is the one who has the story mm-hmm. of Christ. It is interesting. But let's go to the game. Oh, no, I won't talk about this. And I'm still progressing because I know I have guests coming out, right? And I told Jennifer at the front desk, send them right up. There's a narrative because we haven't talked any in the news. And I'm going to do this quickly. Mm-hmm. I just want your commentary on it and we go straight to Christmas and the game show.
Mm-hmm.
The narrative is, do we still need commission of inquiries,
mm-hmm.
right? And you see the Minister of National Security is saying, no, that has been defunct. That's finished with. It's expensive. We don't need to do it.
How long has the current Minister of National Security been a member of the House of Assembly?
3 years.
That's it?
Yeah.
He only been there for 3 years.
Yeah, but he is...
And in his expertise as a 3-year member of the House of Assembly,
King's College.
He's certain...
King's Council, yes.
You mean my cousin Charles?
Yeah, he's his
counsel. He don't make no sense. He need plenty counsel. That's not the point. The point is, how could you, after only 3 years sitting in the House of Assembly...
He studied law. It's different. He studied law.
Is he a constitutional lawyer?
Yes, he's one of the most brilliant
lawyers. Is he a constitutional lawyer?
Yes, he's a constitutional lawyer.
You point me to all of his contributions to the constitutional issues that have arisen in the last 2 decades.
He has challenged the Constitution on behalf of
his clients as a criminal lawyer.
He's a criminal lawyer. Yes. But my point is, in the United Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
they still use Commission of Inquiries. They still see the need for it. And in fact, they herald it as one of the greatest things.
That's because we pay for it.
Yeah, but they herald it as one of the greatest things in their system.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have people in the colony, namely Wayne Monroe, saying, no, man, that's expensive and that's not worthwhile.
Let's forget that we even mentioned the minister's name,
yeah.
Right? Let's forget for a moment that he's a part of this conversation.
He's a part of the conversation.
So you're telling me the people who would most likely be a part of the inquiry or called to speak at the inquiry are telling us that an inquiry don't make any sense?
Don't make no sense at all.
That's like me telling my mummy when she called a meeting to ask who eat the last piece of chicken. It's only me and her in the house.
Yeah.
And I tell her it don't make sense we have an inquiry of chicken because it costs too much money. Cheapest you use that money to go buy more chicken.
See, and I'm transitioning soon.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I want to, 2 points. One, to explain why it's important or why, not it's important. There's the purpose,
mm-hmm.
objective of a commission of inquiry. And of course, the Minister of National Security mentioned that they're trying to enact a new law, which do a criminal investigation, which is two different things. One is a commission of inquiry, and the next one is a law that does an investigation, a criminal investigation. And they're two different things.
Well, it's a law that creates, it's a law that provides for the creation and operation of an entity that would manage or conduct investigations independently into the affairs of uniformed forces.
Do they enact policies and systems? Because I assume that's what the Commission of Inquiry will do.
Well, no.
To create
what we presume
system,
is that an outcome of a commission of inquiry is that the information gathered would be used to determine whether reform of the space, the agency or the entities or the ministries involved in the inquiry, whether a reform is necessary. And if it is necessary, the outcomes from this inquiry should be the inputs for your creation of the reform, for the reform.
Which is entirely different from this new act law that's being proposed, which is for the punishment or enforcement of
I thought
of
it was the for law. The investigation.
For the investigation, and then they have enforcement afterwards.
And if necessary.
So it's a criminal investigation, not reform investigation.
No, okay.
I want to know if there'll be any reforms.
This new law is a reform. It is an attempt to reform the, I guess I'd call it judicial space, right? Because you are creating an independent body. So this is a response to people saying, well, we don't really trust when you say the police, and the police. We don't trust that. And so the response is to try and reform the space by passing legislation that enables or provides for the creation of an independent mechanism that would conduct investigations into uniformed forces, removing the responsibility of said investigations from those uniformed forces themselves.
So we got both. No?
I mean, you should have both. You should maintain your internal investigative mechanisms. Mm-hmm. Because an outcome from this new independent body may be a determination that the procedures within your internal investigative mechanism are insufficient, right? And so you can have both, and the external independent one, which is a reform mechanism, should also assist in the continued reformation of said forces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Person commissions of inquiry and not commission of inquiries, similar to governors general and not governor generals.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought they had a write-up on the two ways you could say governor generals.
Text them back and ask them, how do you say properly? Gazetting of public disclosures. See, I ain't saying it right.
Yeah.
Because I really appreciate the text. And because here's what happens. Sometimes people don't respond to you in discourse because you've made a simple mistake like that. Like you call it commission of inquiries versus commissions of inquiry.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then they just shut the whole conversation down by not responding. So tell me, how am I supposed to say gazetting of public declarations?
Apparently that's how you say it.
They text back?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Thank you, Dexter.
Yeah. But wasn't one American? It's like gray and gray, right? Gray, you can have the labor with B-O-R, and gray, G-R-E-Y,
so
has a B, labor with a B-O-R.
So you have G-R-A-Y and G-R-E-Y, uh-huh. And then you have L-A-B-O-U-R and L-A-B-O-R. But see, I think I'm not sure about the gray and the gray, but the U is British.
Yeah. And a great G-R-E-Y.
And removing the U is American.
Yes. So I should say the commissions of inquiry.
But no, it's not the same thing.
And then commission of inquiry.
No, it's not the same thing.
No?
The text is correct.
No, it's I think Americans just do it differently.
Americans do whatever they want.
So, I mean, can I be tech? I mean, we're British.
You in Britain
yeah.
land. Remember, yeah. we're still swearing to the king.
Yeah. So.
However, let's make this point. Fruit is the plural of fruit. And see, y'all could come to me and say, no, Miss Green, when you're talking about multiple fruit.
Yeah, fruit.
It's fruits, right?
Yeah.
But like, I can tell you all this. It is what you learn in school and you fail. When you fail that in the test in school, that's because that was the wrong answer.
Let's do this.
Acknowledge that you've imagined yourself American now and you've just decided to forget that you've come up in a British system. And you're going to do whatever you want. Call it a federation.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. But as we take a commercial break, I want to ask a question. Mm-hmm. You have any trivia question?
Yeah, I got a trivia question.
Ask one quick trivia question. So when the people come back, because we have our guests here and I want to give them opportunity.
All right, quick trivia question.
Go ahead.
Mabel Walker. Mabel Walker is the founding president of which union?
And who was her husband?
And not with Mr. Walker.
And who was her...
Okay, and part B is who... Is Mabel, who was Mabel Walker's husband?
Yes, two parts. Good question again.
So, Mabel Walker is the founding president of which union? And who is Mabel Walker's husband?
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Walker. I come to see your daughter.
That's her husband?
Wait, we can talk about that afterwards.
What?
You didn't know that, eh? Yeah, you didn't know that. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We have some guests on the other side. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, Aaron Green is with me. We have the text line going off like crazy, so some people know the answer. Of course, you can call in. We're still giving out prizes for those who decide to come and sing. You come and sing, you have a chance to win a prize, man. And you come and do a recitation in terms of...
Because we have two singers. We need one more singer and we need two more recitals.
Yeah, man, you're getting prizes. And Aaron have all kinds of stuff to give away, so you can take advantage of that. Anyway, we're just going to take a quick break. Guardian Radio AM, we're going to be right back.
Listen, I think that this Christmas, you should really get in the spirit of things. I mean, apart from the great prices, I think your customers would like to see more of you. So I think that you should greet your customers some in the morning, some in the afternoon. I don't expect you to be there all day. Now listen. Now, you know red is the color of Christmas. So I think that you should be in a red tuxedo. You would be saying something. Huh? Your customers would really feel like Santa Claus. Reach!
We're sorry.
You can wear that red suit this Christmas. Sale ends December 21st.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, it's C.A. Nuri, and we finally have the Ignite Band here. They're late, but I'm happy. I'm happy because these are a group of young adults who are performing big things, doing big and wonderful things. So I'm kind of excited to have them here because they have a big time concert with big time, what do you call those big time singers, Sam? Like grand artists. Because you know, Ignite Band is a new band.
Right.
But they have like big time people participating.
Like tell me, name one name and I can tell you what he's called.
The Johnny Cakeboy. That Johnny Cakeboy.
He's a star. But I can tell these young people why he's a star in a minute. And y'all know he's a star, right?
Yes.
Okay, but I can tell you all why he's a star.
And that's the person who's had a Japanese song. Star, 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 star. Hira, hira, no?
This boy think he young. This Long Island woman.
I learned
this
that
confidence.
Dance.
This Florida, Florida, Florida. Right? This.
Yes. No, you're good. I mean, I'm good. I'm going to talk to Ignite Band and try
yes.
and find out how long they've been in existence. Okay, so I need a spokesperson because there's a number of you all here. I need someone to give like a general history of the Ignite Band, right? How you was formed, why you were formed, and then we can start talking about this concert and why I must attend and why and how much the tickets and thing cost, right?
And when you speak, who are you?
Of course.
What instrument you play?
Yes.
Okay, hi. My name is Stephen Arnold. I play bass guitar and saxophone for Ignite Band. So Ignite Band was formed last year, late November. It started off with me, Levante, Chiro, and Jermaine. So we played at Bahama for the New Goodwill Church Gala. And then after that, we decided to add on some more we decided to add some singers to the band for December for our first show. And that was really good. And then we decided to have more shows at the spring. And then also at the summer for our farewell for now. And now we're having a new show now, our next show, December 28th, for $35 for tickets, 40 at the door.
Wait, hold on. Where is the door?
National Art Gallery of the Bahamas.
Okay, so.
See, I want to take because they look young, though, Aaron. Did they look young, Aaron? I want to know, like, who are you all? Because, I mean, I know the bands are popular, but.
Your pop band? Y'all a school band?
No.
Okay, so, but y'all all in school?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so tell me how you found your band members.
Okay, so how I found it was that first we all met each other through high school. So everyone here went to St. Anne's and then we have one giant.
Oh, good giant.
Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, cousin Tira Hannah Sweeten.
Yes.
Go on.
So, yes, we wanted to, I guess, branch out of high school for more opportunities so we won't have to be limited to school events. So
okay.
We decided to form this band and then I guess, you know, just going from there.
Okay, all right. Swing the mic.
And now we got to introduce everybody, right? Mm-hmm. The band members.
Name, what instrument you play, and what your favorite song is to play.
All right. Hi, my name is Devon Pratt. I play guitar and bass for Ignite Band and, my favorite song to play is Sweet Love.
By who? Anita Baker, Sweet Love?
That's me. Oh, nice.
How old are you?
17.
Y'all can't play that no more. What? Yeah, I mean, no. Why you wouldn't be in love like that? I mean, that's a beautiful song. I'm glad that's your song. Swing the mic.
My name is Jermaine. I played a drum set. And my favorite song to play is Do Remember the Time by Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's a classic. I want y'all to know for us young people, okay, y'all know Quincy Jones died a couple of months ago, right? Right after the election, like right in the midst of the election. And everybody's talking about Trump's America and Harris's America. And I remember Quincy Jones's America, right? Like, that's the America I know. And so that video and that song, Remember the Time, that's like with the anime, the young anime, that's a canon moment in our lives. Like, that's a iconic video, an iconic message. I'm glad that's your favorite song to play. Now, cousin here, swing the mic to you. You could use this one right here in front of you. Move the tissue. Yeah.
Good morning. My name is Xavier Clark. I am vocals. So,
what's your favorite song or genre to sing?
My favorite genre is Rake and Scrape.
Mm-hmm.
That's any Rake and Scrape song.
What's your favorite Rake and Scrape song to sing?
Probably The Old Bear Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
All right. My own right now is any part that have a falsetto, like Johnny Cake, the Flicking Road, the COVID anthem, when they sing that part there, the falsetto, or Rake and Scrape Mama, Lassie Doughboys. When they say, no, Mama, ain't gonna be no raking and scraping it. That's my favorite. All right, next to my cousin over here.
Good morning, my name is Morgan. I'm 16, and my favorite genre is probably R&B.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite song to sing is probably Right Here by SWV.
You ever do a Bahamian version of that? I could be right here at the bus stop waiting on you when you're coming.
So what do we anticipate? Which day is the concert? And let's go to rundown of that.
Yeah, the details
of the event itself.
What is it called?
Ignite the Sound.
Someone got to get a mic. Go ahead.
It's called Ignite the Sound of Music.
Well, I need the details. You got to sell it to me. What is happening? Where is happening? Why should I attend? And how you all get Johnny Bread? Johnny Cake or Johnny Bread?
Johnny.
Don't worry, he just lost his Bahamian card.
It's Johnny Brand, eh?
It's Johnny Cake. His name is Johnny Cake, and it is called Johnny
Cake. I know what
Cake.
I eat. I eat a Johnny Brand.
Jamaican. Eating Johnny Brand.
Okay, no problem. The Johnny Cake. Okay, tell me about how you all get Johnny Cake to be involved in this. Because Johnny Cake was supposed to call in and tell me who all he's supposed to be joining you, the band, the Ignite band, on the 28th?
28th.
Okay.
Well, we called in a lot of favors, and luckily, everyone who is performing with us did agree. We had a few practices with him. It went really well. So you guys should totally come out to come and see us perform on the 28th.
Okay. You called in a lot of favors, right? And I know your Grammy pinch is strong. Who else is performing with you guys at Ignite the Sound of Music?
So some others that will be performing with us or performing at the event is Asian Niagla and the Jazz Cats, Sweet Emily, Johnny Cake.
So you'll be playing the background music and Sweet Emily will be singing?
Yes.
Oh, look at you. Okay, you're big time.
And y'all will be singing with Sweet Emily and backing, and then she'll be backing y'all and y'all be backing her?
Yes, well.
Okay. Yeah.
That's how you play parking properly. I back you, you back me. Okay, so Adrian Diagula and the Jazz Cats.
Jazz Cats.
That's going to be awesome. I love the fusion, right, of like the live instrument, like when jazz becomes Rake and Scrape, right in that space right there is awesome. Johnny Cake, of course, Long Island Woman, Wake Boyfriend, Get 'em Ricky, the other one about waking, but we ain't going to call it on the radio right now. And then Sweet Emily.
Yes, and Bloody.
And Bloody.
I know Bloody, you get Bloody.
You
get Bloody.
And oh, Bloody, nice. Mahalia.
So it's a big time concert. It's a big time Christmas concert.
You know Bloody? Swing the mic. I think
that's Bloody's son. Yeah. Does Bloody have sons?
Bloody is my father.
So you have that Bloody type thing.
Tell me again where the door is. National Art Gallery?
Yes, ma'am.
The last time I saw your daddy perform was at the National Art Gallery. And he beat it by.
So do you have that Bloody voice? Or you don't sing?
No,
you just
sing.
Oh, okay. Use
yes, you sing. You just ain't sing yet.
Yeah. We need to work on you.
Mahalia, where you is, girl? I've been looking for you. Looking for you. You got my crack conk and my colic. You say you ain't coming home, but I looking for you.
I can do backup singing.
Y'all, okay. So here's the thing. Ignite Band. What are y'all giving us when you perform? Are you doing the classics? Are you doing the classics your way, like musically, or y'all reimagining and remixing some of the Bahamian classics?
I mean, I think we have something for everybody. We have the taste of old R&B, slow songs. We have some soca. We have gospel, jazz. We have everything for everyone. So it's an R&B. Yes, I'm Rake and Scrape, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a show for everybody. So everybody should come up. And we have modern music, today's music, and we have music of yesteryear.
Who usually come out to your concert?
The age group of like 25 to 45.
Young adults.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Who hip and hop and say, I come and to whatever. That's nice.
Yes, sir.
That's nice. Nice. So you all have a following? Because I know when you all were in school, you all had like a school following, especially in the Anglican community, who follow you all to wherever you all sing. And now that you all transitioned to have a big-time group now performing, did that those people follow you also? Say, like, no, you all having concert, Ignite having concert, now you're following you all?
Yes, sir.
So that's happening too. And why the quiet one quiet? I wouldn't need to hear from you.
Give the drummer some.
Yeah. So how long you been beating drum? Because, you know, what they say about junking the drum?
So I never beat my wife. I beat junking the drum all my life.
Yeah.
I've been beating the drum set for 3 years, starting in grade 10.
And when you finished school already?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you doing this music thing full time?
No, sir.
So what you doing full time?
I'm in college in New York.
Well, you're all the way abroad, and you come down to hold this big concert. Anyone else abroad? All you are people in abroad and then coming back to play music.
So how you're
dedicated, eh?
How do you practice? Now, I watch this thing called, I got this favorite artist called Arlo Parks, young Caribbean descent woman in the States. She did a whole quarantine band session where each band member set up in their home and connected, and they recorded the video and everything, like how you do it on Zoom. How y'all practice? That's how y'all practice together like that on Zoom?
FaceTime. Look at you.
Oh, they fancy.
No, I wouldn't say that we practice on FaceTime, but we discuss what we're going to do to the songs, and then we just learn the songs by ourselves. And then whenever we come together, we put ideas together, and then we just go from there.
Okay, forgive me, because I know Hannah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Distant, Hannah Hasty.
I'm telling you already.
Yeah. What you majoring in? Because I know you play saxophone, but did you go and say I studied music, or you doing a different major, but this saxophone is like a gig on the side?
No, I'm doing business management right now.
Okay, so you manage the group.
Yes,
so who's your manager now of the Ignite?
Who's the manager?
Yeah.
It's still my mother.
Yeah, she's still controlled. Okay, good. Yeah. Oh, okay. She's making all the bookings.
No, man, this is good. Okay, so I'm thinking right now, I'm a part of a WhatsApp group called Bahamas Diaspora, right? And I'm sending a copy of this show to their WhatsApp group so they could hear it. They into this, right? How do you get bookings locally if y'all all abroad, and are y'all able to perform abroad? Like, are y'all able to pull together the elements of the band to perform abroad, like for the Bahamian Diaspora Association or for the Atlanta Consulate Summer in the Park concert series, something like that?
Not necessarily, no.
Not yet?
Not yet, no.
In the future?
Yes.
Absolutely. So maybe y'all all tell us what it is you're doing academically or professionally, and then we're going to ask you how you can tie that into your music, how that can help you grow your music.
So this is Levon again. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm the only one in the group who's planning to study. Who's planning to go into music career professionally?
Good for you.
I'm gonna study music producing and sound engineering at Full Sail.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm gonna plan to go to Full Sail, you know, graduate, get all my degrees, and come back and, you know, change the sound of music in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. Because the event organizers is point the speakers into the event and not outside to draw the customers in.
Okay.
I'm going to hire you when I see you again.
But I'm at Dominican University in New York, and I'm studying information technology and cybersecurity, but I'm on a soccer scholarship.
Okay. Nice. Scholarship for soccer? Look at you. You can play that.
Look at how you can design new passwords that use music and musical notes to protect my information.
Xavier, I plan on being a marine veterinarian. And I...
Marine vet?
Yes, sir.
Mean you take care of what?
Marine animals.
Like dolphins, you know.
I just am a veterinarian, I think, in like goldfish. I mean, goldfish don't need no vet. When they die, you get a new one.
Listen, the bay is in music. He could eventually be able to talk to dolphins and be able to provide a medical and therapeutic service. I speak dolphin, sir, and I don't like what you said to me just now.
We speak different languages.
I don't like
what you said. And no one knew what I said, so it is. But you know you speak Chickchani too, yeah. So it is what it is. Go ahead.
This is Morgan. I plan to do real estate when I...
Money inside that, by the way.
Well, for me, it's not about the money. I just really like helping people find their homes. So that and a little bit of business.
Good for you. So let's finish the interview because you're hosting it by Bodine. Bodine is hosting it. It's a big time. I mean, you're
hold on, Victoria Bodine, Rock of My Cherry, That Bodine?
Yeah.
Coconut Goddess Bodine? I mean, awesome.
I'm kudos to the manager because she got like an all-star team to bring this together, this Ignite. That is it's going to be on December 28th. And it's going to be with the National Art Gallery again?
Yeah, National Art Gallery. We have somebody in the Zoom room. Good morning, sir.
That should be Johnny Cake.
Johnny Cake, you there?
No connection, Johnny Cake. As soon as you can hear us, Johnny Cake,
you can jump right in.
You can butt right in. So Nassau.
He was here a long time. Apologies, Johnny Cake. He was here a long time.
I didn't forget, but I'm excited interviewing everybody else. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
So where's it going to be again? So
National Art Gallery, 28th of.
It's at 7:30 p.m. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $35. Where can I purchase tickets?
You can purchase tickets at. The cell contact 557-3003.
557-3003. So just call that number and then they can get a ticket for $35?
Yes.
And they say it starts at 7:30?
7:30. But at the gate, if we procrastinate, you can get tickets for $40. So Bahamas, save yourself $5.
I need to save that to buy a drink.
Yes.
Yeah. I assume they have a drink there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, sir. So good. I can use that $5 to buy a drink, so I have to buy this ticket.
Do you have any food vendors, huh?
Yes, sir.
Because my foot is getting tired and hungry when I dance into Bloody and his son and Barn and thing.
Okay, Johnny Cake is not there yet. No? He just gone?
I think we lost him. I think
he may have to call, right, before we go. But Morgan, you sing? You're vocal? I mean, you say like one, like two sentences, like you can't do like a hum. You got at least hum. I mean, when you do songs, you sing on a whim.
You teach the Prime Minister how to hum?
No, please, Lord. We heard the Prime Minister humming. It was different. And I'm hoping that you hum differenter from the Prime Minister.
Differenter.
Yes.
Very
so do
different.
Do some humming. Do some
humming.
I mean, excuse what I sing. I mean, I might call a song and you might never heard it, but you got to hum.
Do you know Ask Me Why I Run by Maureen Duval? You don't know that? Ask Me Why I
what
Run.
The KB song, What I Like, Man. The KB song.
I'm a boatman.
Yes, I like that. You know that one?
A seaman.
Oh, Johnny Cake now?
My work is on the water.
Okay, sing one Johnny Cake song. Because Johnny Cake, you
morning,
know
Johnny Cake.
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
I'm trying to get Morgan. Oh, you got to put on these earpieces. I'm trying to get Morgan to sing one of your songs. But she acting coy. But go ahead. How you got involved with this group Ignite?
Pardon?
How did you get involved with the group Ignite to be partnered with them? They have an all-star team. I see you were there, and that I'm excited to hear that. December 28th, big time concert on West Hill Street there. And I want to know, how did you get involved in this whole thing?
Well, with Talent Master Media. Talent Master Media does work with them for their graphics and visuals and stuff. And Talent Master Media, I'm also under that media label as well. And they hit me up and said, listen to me. We have a group of young, talented people that sound amazing, and they're doing a great initiative with their band, and I feel as though you should, you know, work with them and encourage the kids and what they're doing. I was like, of course, why not? You know what I'm saying? And I've heard their music. I've heard some of their shows as well, and they are talented. So I was like, yeah, man, let me do a thing.
So this is going to be a big event, right? I see, like I said, the number of all-stars. Bodine, who's hosting this, right? I know you have a cadre of songs. What can I anticipate to experience when I come there?
When you come there, when the whole Bahamas come there, and possibly the whole world, and anybody within the universe that's under the sign of our voice right now, you're expecting to see Johnny Cake perform Get Him Ricky and Wake Boyfriend. But this amazing band, listen to me, I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to give it 100%. And I've been practicing with them, and trust me, they sound great. They sound good. And when you come there, get ready to dance, get ready to move, and get ready to have a good time, man.
So I know you hype. Right, you're a hype man. Also, does Ignite have the energy? Because I'm looking at Morgan now and say, man, I need. Everyone know if you have Johnny Cake energy.
Listen to me. They name Ignite. That means they got the spark. That means they set the fire. And when you take a spark to set a fire, trust me, when I hear them play, I automatically feel the fire. So when you come in to see Ignite play, and you come in to hear them play, guarantee you're gonna see the fire with them. They are amazing, man.
And like, of course, it's Christmas time, and during Christmas, Bohemians tend to go to concert and event to event. So I'm sure that people should add this to their calendar and make sure they have attend this event and dress up and participate in it. So I'm excited. Remind us of the time again for this event.
Listen to me. You need to be there on the 28th. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. Like you said, there are all-star people that are going to be in the building. There's going to be another star-studded cast. And listen to me, I am currently right now, I actually, before your call, I was working on my vocal cords to get ready for that because, you know, when you play with these kids, you know, they a little fancy. So I got to make sure I show up because they think you're a little old when you're in your 30s for some reason. I don't know why. So anyway, definitely be there on the 20th. It's going to be an amazing time.
Good. Thank you very much, Johnny Cake. We'll have the in-studio guest because I still want Herr Morgan's hum, right? Not hum like the Prime Minister. Because we heard the Prime Minister humming, right? And we say no.
But before you go, Johnny Cake, let me ask you a question. Which of your catalog right now is your favorite song? Because I sitting here thinking about all the songs, and then I just remember that line, when rake and scrape returns, we go dance, we go laugh, we go sing again. Yeah, which one is your favorite?
It's definitely Get 'Em, Ricky.
Yeah.
One, it being, that was the fastest song I ever wrote for Rake and Scrape. That was the first one I ever wrote. And that was the first one that really put me, I mean, Flicking the Road put me on the map as well. But that Get 'Em, Ricky, a lot of people cling to that song a little bit more. And it's easily recognizable when you hear the rhythm and the melody of the song.
It's so it's definitely anthem. Get 'Em, Ricky. It's like when someone is while you out looking for sugar, someone got your honey. And it's like the Garland song. Right, it's an anthem. Right. But, you know, Florida comes second for me.
That's you. 100%.
Good. So let's do a rundown, right? I need you to remind us of when the numbers to call and where it's going to be. So give us a rundown. We're going to go to a quick commercial break because we have some guests also who was calling in. So, Hannah, that's all you.
Yeah, so December 28th, 7:30 p.m. at the National Art Gallery. For tickets, you can call or book 557-3003. People to expect there, of course, Adrian Diaglia and the Jazz Cats, Blotty, Sweet Emily, and Johnny Gig.
And again, you'll be performing with Blotty too?
And the Pawn Band.
And the Pawn Band. That's
the Pawn
nice.
Band.
Yes, the Pawn Band.
And Ignite.
And Ignite.
Because that's what I come in for Ignite. I like Johnny Cake, but I come in to see y'all. I want to see this baby on the bass. I want to see the bass.
And then I will, hopefully there I'll hear Morgan hum. She thinks she get all the way with this. No, I can hear her hum.
Yeah, you better be ready.
This has been Garden Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We have a contestant who's texting the answer. See if that's right. So okay. See if they win anything. Thank you very much, Ignite Band. Thank you very much, Miss Hannah, for bringing them here. And we'll see you again. And congratulations again for the band. And I still want to see how you can do this. You've earned university and come back down and have a big time concert with all these big time. Man, you're all good. You're all good. We'll be right back.
This Christmas, you should really get in the spirit of things. I mean, apart from the great prices, I think your customers would like to see more of you. So I think that you should greet your customers some in the morning, some in the afternoon. I don't expect you to be there all day. Now listen. Now, you know red is the color of Christmas. So I think that you should be in a red tuxedo. You would be saying something. Huh? Your customers would really feel like Santa Claus. Reach!
We're sorry.
You can wear that red suit this Christmas. Sale ends December 21st.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, we have some people on the line. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller, no? There's nobody on the line? I've been holding on for you. We're supposed to have one more guest. I'm hoping they call in. I'm going to look at my text line right now to make sure they're there. And then we have a text person who answered the question. I need to ask Aaron if that's right. Okay, let's go to, okay, the answer. It said, read the question again about Walker. Right, and then so I'll tell you what the text looks texted.
The question is, it was two parts. Who, Mabel Walker is the founding president of which union? And part B is, who is Mabel Walker's husband?
And the texter said the founding president of the teachers union, or the Bahamas Union of Teachers, whatever. And it said C.R. Walker was her husband. And asked him, what do you mean, if that's right? That was that right answer. I don't know the answer. That was your question.
No, the second part was your question.
Yeah, but I mean the part.
The first part, yeah. The part. Teachers union.
Yeah, C.R. Walker. Correct. Yeah, C.R. Walker is her husband.
So you telling me that C.R. Walker and Mabel Walker is one of our face Bahamian power couples?
Yeah.
You had these young people talking
he married
about
her
a power
from the States
couple.
And she came down, and now she have the Mabel Walker School. She have a school name after her, mm-hmm. as you know, which is on Blue Hill Road.
So where do you, the text, you get the, where do you get that answer from?
The text, right here. You want a number?
Yeah.
I have a number. Yeah, I can send you a number and screenshot. So that person won. I'm not sure what he won yet. That's Aaron's question there. But it said again, C.R. Walker was her husband and the Bahamas Union of Teachers, or president of the Teachers Union. So that's what their answer is. So we'll continue our trivia.
But is this your guess, your caller?
Let's see. I can see right now. Patrick, call it through there.
Yes.
No. Yes, how are you doing, ma'am?
I wanted to choose my favorite one would be Sybil James.
The first singer? You calling in to vote to choose the song?
Yes.
Okay. We have marked your choice of singer. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Matt, that was the first singer.
Okay.
Remember? And we said we'd let texters help us decide.
Yes, yes, yes.
Who the winner was. And so, man, singer number one, you got a vote. You got definitely a couple of votes for you. This is awesome. Here's another text. Good day. We need a commission of inquiry like we need air, souse, ham and turkey, and rum cake in this season. So I think the answer is yes. From they say we need air.
Well, I like rum cake.
I mean,
And I don't drink rum. I just like the taste of the rum cake.
Yeah.
You know, give me tipsy still, but I mean, it's part of Christmas. I mean, my lords understand. Plus, I like Anglican.
You Anglican, you could do that if you're Anglican.
I can drink, I can bib.
Who can't drink? Which
Baptist can't drink? It'd be the sinner's Baptist who's actually drinking. They can't drink.
They're not allowed to drink.
The Seventh-day Adventists, they don't drink either.
No?
They have different rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then the Jehovah's Witness, they have a whole different set of rules. Only a couple of them going to heaven, they say.
Yeah, like 144,000.
Yeah. And they try to include us Anglicans into that. I don't know how they're doing that. I mean,
it's not enough space.
Don't
even worry about it. The child's in the back of the car. Focus on yourself.
Where would the Anglican section be? Because it just sounds like only the
Jehovah's Witnesses. When you walk past room 103, you'd be very, very quiet.
Yeah.
It's the Jehovah's Witnesses
that's
in there.
That's their room.
Anglicans are two doors down.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even 12 of them inside there. Let's go to the caller there. Producer Patrick, call this room. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Good morning, caller. You still there?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling for singer number one, Miss Sybil James.
Nice.
Okay, thank you.
Let's write that down.
Absolutely. It's another vote.
I thought you were calling to sing, too.
She's calling to sing praises for singing.
I mean, good with that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Okay, here's another text. Excellent. Aaron and CA, I was a student and product of Mabel Walker School.
Nice.
52, hats off to the Walkers. We need to commemorate this couple. They're a power couple.
They're a power couple. And like we had a father and daughter school team also.
Okay.
And we need to recognize them. In terms of our pioneer heroes in terms of education,
mm-hmm.
I think we need to do better.
Is that narrative. Queen's College and King's College?
No.
No, it's not? Okay, no.
They
just
might
check
be related,
it.
But no.
Okay, just check
no.
it.
No, no. So let's call up.
What's also fascinating is if we had an opportunity to sort of step back into the past and ask these quote-unquote power couples, right? Like these duos, these families who created legacies, right, in their lifetime and left those to uphold, to benefit from, as well as stake stewards and stakeholders, right? How we reconcile with gender dynamics, interpersonal relationships between men and women, mm-hmm. and power dynamics in relationships, and how did our ancestors, our grandparents, our great and great-great-grandparents, how did they reconcile with these gender dynamics and these power dynamics, right? Because we like to say, oh, in the past it was rough for women, and it was. There were obviously and definitely rough for women, but how is it that a Mabel Walker, right? Is it that she was supported by her husband to be able to do these things? Or did she come from a family that supported her as a girl child and her husband sought out a powerful woman with a powerful lineage to help raise his children and girl child?
This was during the civil rights, so these were bright and dynamic people. Let's go to this caller because we're getting ready to leave right now. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us? Guiding Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're live. I'm sorry.
I'm calling to place your vote.
Go ahead. Place your vote. You're live. We heard you.
I want to vote for singer number one.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Let's go to the next caller quickly. Good morning, caller.
Blessed, good morning. How you doing, ma'am?
Good.
I'm calling to vote for singer number one, Sybil Jean.
All right.
Man, she looks like she's going with this.
Awesome
man.
Stuff.
She's already been lead by
Absolutely.
Four.
Absolutely.
Let's go to the next caller.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning. I was calling to answer the question.
Which question you were calling to answer?
About Mabel Walker.
Okay.
So her husband's name is Charles Walker.
Now, mind, we already got the answer. So I want you to sing or do a poor recitation so I can give you a prize. I have the prize right here. So once you say something, I can do something for you.
Well, listen, it's Claudius Roland Walker and not Charles Walker, although I don't know what they call him on the corner.
Yeah.
They may call him Charlie. Bahamians like nicknames.
But you know any recitation, any kind of poem?
Anyway, listen, I'm so sorry. We are out of time. So let's make this announcement.
Okay.
The winner of our recital is the first person, the only person who, and the poem was excellent. We need some animators. And then the winner of the song prize, Sybil. Well, y'all hear, they call her name. Uh-huh. Singer number one, they know her voice, Sybil James. You can pick up your prize today, Sybil James. And the second place, we only had two songs, last digits 2053. You can come pick up your small prize today as well. You weren't the winner, but you're going to get a small prize for participating. And to all the other texters and callers, your prize will be available downstairs today for pickup. Remember, tomorrow we're closing early.
Yep, so Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve, we're going through everything quickly. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you once again, Aaron Green. Tomorrow we'll continue this. We want to give a lot of prizes out for Christmas, man.
Yeah, man.
So call in. Get ready to say the poems and sing song and get a prize for Christmas.
Absolutely.
Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.